Introducing the return of the golden age of American radio. It's the Mischke Broadcast, radio's renegade outpost, transmitting live from St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to a cool evening in the city of St. Paul. Mischke Broadcast getting underway here. Welcome to June. I'd be lying to you if I said I had a show for you this evening. I don't. I looked for one. I racked my brain. I tried to get inspired. Couldn't. Happens every now and then. I don't beat myself up over it so much anymore. It's the damnedest thing, though. You get up in the morning, you feel good. You feel energized, alive. You grab those morning papers, you look for inspiration, you look for ideas. You move through all of them, nothing. You say, no problem. I'll go out into that big old world, I'll find something, and you head out. I mean, you just get in your car and you head out, and you look for something. And you stop by all the usual places, a couple of coffee shops, a library or two. Then you just sit on a corner downtown for a while, figuring something's going to come. You have your pen out, piece of paper. You wait. You hope. You pray. Nothing. You say to yourself, one of these days. And you think about that big old world out there, 280 million people alone just in this country. How many billions around the globe? Plenty of interesting folks out there, just a phone call away, but who are they? You don't know, you can't find them, you haven't heard of them. You have no ideas, can't even find a guest, for God's sakes. And meanwhile, the show creeps ever closer. And there's a little stress, an underlying stress and strain that kicks in and begins to eat away at you. And you rationalize. You say, oh, Alice, happens. This is no big deal. We can wing it. Night after night, year after year, you're going to have a couple of nights like this. Sure, this is no big deal. I'll relax. I'll come in. We'll have a good show. Deep down, you know it'll be a horrendous program, one of the worst you've ever done. Why? Because you've prepared nothing. But you eventually throw up your hands, you give in, you say, I don't have anything. That's who I am. I have found my limitations. I cannot do it every night. I can't. So you say, to hell with it. To hell with the whole thing. You go sit and play piano. That's what I do. I don't know what you do, actually. What do you do? My name's Mischke. The number here at the program is 646-8255. That's a St. Paul number. There's an area code with that, but why would you need an area code? If you're in St. Paul, just 646-TALK. That's easy. Now, for you people outside the borders, what's your story? Here's a number for you, 877-615-1500. That's 877-615-1500. Hey, Kodiak. How are your legs tonight?
My legs are okay. Need a soda?
Did you just talk? I think I forgot to put my headset up.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah, my legs are fine.
Huh?
You need a soda?
There you are.
Oh.
Where were you? Yeah, I could use a soda, Pop. I'd gladly square with you on that money I owe you if you could grab me a Coca-Cola.
Sure, you want a Coke?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I think I have to go downstairs to get
the... Oh, well, what the hell?
No,
downstairs?
That's not a problem.
No,
actually, downstairs closer, so I'll...
All right, good.
I'll do it. You want me to get these phones first, or you want to just grab
them? Oh, I'll just grab them.
Okay.
That's all right. We'll just get them cold, kind of a relaxed, easygoing, devil-may-care Friday night, gray skies, the month of June, all the lilacs all in bloom.
You only owe me $2.
Oh, we'll take a third one for the Coca-Cola.
All right.
Well, what do we go to here? Angela. What movie was that? Angela. Shoes of the Fisherman. Remember that one? Angela.
Yes.
Wow. Hang on. Let me turn my headset down now.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the reason I wanted to talk on your show tonight is my husband and I were at one of those off-leash dog parks tonight.
Off-leash dog park?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have two dogs, and we ran into this guy who had a really nice dog, and we were admiring the dog because it was really pretty and whatnot. Well, he told us that he's going to have to put the dog to sleep in 2 weeks if he can't find it a good home, because he's going to be doing some business where he travels a lot, and nobody can take care of the dog.
He can't do business where he travels a lot. He has a dog.
I know. He doesn't have a choice, though.
Yes, he does.
No, but he doesn't. He can't find any other kind of work right now, so.
Oh, the hell he can't. Have you seen the want ads lately? He's going to ditch this dog because someone's telling him he has to take a business trip? You can't do that. When you buy a dog, you buy a responsibility. You don't just get to put it to sleep because it's inconvenient. You give me this jackass's number, I'll fix his little wagon. Who is he?
No. Seriously, I just want to find... I want to help him find a good home for the dog. I've rescued two dogs from shelters.
Help him find a better job. How old is this dog?
2.
2 years old, and he's ready to put it to sleep already. Wait, let's. There ought to be a law that this guy doesn't get another dog.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, I agree. I mean,
he didn't get any more. He had his chance. Idiot.
He kind of rescued the dog himself when it was a puppy, and he's had it for a couple years. He loves the dog.
Well, not enough to get another job. I mean, it sounds like it's just so easy for him to put this thing to sleep. Surely there's some place he could find for it.
Well, that's what he's trying to do.
All right. Meeting
with some, people who are surrender, you know, where you rescue.
We'll get a home for it. Go ahead, sell the dog. You can sell it. Go.
Okay. She's 2 years old. Her name is Jewel. She's an auburn-colored pit bull, and she's got really pretty green eyes.
Who the hell's going to want a pit bull?
I have two big dogs.
A pit bull?
If a guy tries
to put that dog to sleep, that thing is going to eat him alive. Ever try to put a pit bull down?
She's really mellow. You'd be surprised.
2-year-old pit bull named Jewel.
Yes, and she's spayed. She's house trained.
Mm-hmm. Free?
Yes.
Free dog out there, folks.
Free.
Anybody want a football? Who? Hey, by the way, you don't have to stick with that name. In 48 hours, a dog learns a new name. You can give a dog any name you want. A lot of people have trouble thinking, oh, I got to stick with Jewel. No. Doesn't matter if she's been called that for 2 years. 48 hours, dog learns a new name. No sweat.
Well, she's a pit bull. They should name her something like Chainsaw.
What a pretty name that is. Okay, we'll see what we can do, Angela.
Now, are you going to, take my number or something?
Oh, yes. Hang on. I will do that.
Okay, thanks.
I'll do that. Hello.
Hi, is this Talk Radio?
Yes, Talk Radio here.
Hi. I have a solution to Mishki's problem. I know why he's having a problem with his show tonight.
Oh, before I put you on the air, what is the problem?
Well, he needs to be under lights. We have had no sun for months.
Oh, the whole depression thing, yeah.
I mean, it's like we live in Seattle. We're not living in Minnesota.
You know, oddly, and I know this about Tommy from talking to him, he loves the rain.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he lives for it. Those are his favorite days. His wife's, too, so...
Oh, okay.
He's just been in heaven.
Not pertinent.
Yeah. Would you like to go on the air?
Oh, no, that's okay. I thought maybe, you know, because that happens to me when there's no sunshine, and day after day it's raining like this and gloomy. I mean, it's hard to... Mm-hmm. Do anything.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, well, you guys are prone to depression anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're down in the mouth.
Down in the mouth. And then, of course, the dentists themselves have the highest rate of suicide.
That is true. Alcohol and divorce.
Alcoholism, divorce, and suicide. Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure you don't want to be on the air?
Well, I just thought maybe I would make a comment and mention to him that, you know, maybe the gloomy days had affected how, you know, his show was going.
Well, why don't you tell him that? I'll put you on hold and you can tell him that.
All right, dear.
Hang on. What's your first name?
Mary.
Hello, Mary. you're on KSTP.
Mishki.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi, good.
Well, good. Listen, I thought that maybe the gloomy days were bothering you.
You know, you're probably right, because I hate gloomy days, and I hate rainy weather.
Well, now, I was told the opposite.
By whom?
Whoever answered the phone.
Hang on a second. Kodiak, don't be lying to the callers. Talk to them straight, or I'm going to get you. What else did he tell you? He probably he told you my wife likes rainy weather, too.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, you know, I am I'm truly looking into the happy lights.
Yeah.
I guess very many medical insurance companies will cover them.
You know, my wife is a dental hygienist, and I was telling her the other day that that maybe it's her job that's bringing her down and not the weather.
Right, because she's down in the mouth.
That's a good one.
No, it is true, though. Dentists do have the highest alcohol, suicide, and divorce
rate. Well, how would you know that?
Pardon me?
How would you know that?
I've been around them long enough.
What do you mean you've been around them?
Dentists?
Yeah.
Well, I've been in the profession for more than 25 years.
Oh, you're a dentist?
No, well, I'm a dental hygienist.
Well, you're a dental hygienist, too. So is my wife.
Well, I wonder if I know her.
Do you know her? Her name is Barb Mishki.
You know, I don't. Where does she work? Don't want to get into this, I suppose.
She works for a guy named Dr. Faith.
Now, where is he?
He's on Randolph and Cleveland.
Okay, in St. Paul.
And he's in an old office up there in the back, and he has this old chair in this dusty little place, and he still pulls teeth out with a... almost looks like a wrench, no anesthetic.
Oh, okay.
He sticks must be, Kleenex in your mouth.
He must be one of my father's friends.
Yeah. But my wife, Barb, doesn't mind because she's a dominatrix.
A dominatrix?
Yeah.
Now, what is a dominatrix?
Oh, you have to get licensed for that before you get your dental hygienist license. At least you did when she was going through school. You got your dominatrix license and then your dental hygienist license. You didn't have to do that?
No.
Oh.
I'm probably a lot older than Barb.
She's a certified dominatrix. Huh?
I'm probably a lot older than Barb.
Oh, yeah. They've changed the rules now. You'll find most of the people that are... working now as dental hygienists are, at least, I think, licensed dominatrixes.
Okay.
You can ask around. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that both you and Barb get a little bit down, though, too. It's been so cloudy.
Oh, it has, and I have just been, you know, I've doubled my antidepressant dose, and I've just been doing everything I can.
You need the happy lights.
Yeah, I need, I'm thinking about doing the show, taking the show on the road to...
There you go.
To Mazatlan.
Or San Diego.
Or San Diego, one of the two.
Yeah.
But my boss keeps saying Finland. What is it with Finland?
Well, I don't know. Is it sunny in Finland?
No, it's the nation on the planet with the highest suicide rate.
Well,
I don't know what it thinks about it.
Well, then send him there, and then you go to San Diego.
Yeah, I'd like to. I tell you that. I'd like to. Thanks so much, Mary.
Oh, yeah, really enjoy your show, and say hi to Barb.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. June.
Yes.
It is June. It is indeed.
I want to talk about a miniature dachshund that's been lost from the Mission Nursing Home.
You mean a wiener dog?
A wiener dog. Black and tan. Mm-hmm.
Black and tan? Someone drank it.
Yes. It's
dental
a dog, not a drink.
Down in the mouth.
Yeah, down. Everybody's down in the mouth.
Yeah,
she was a volunteer there. She was the director of resident morale.
Who was?
Daisy the dog.
Daisy the dachshund?
Yep.
Yeah. You ever put one of those things on a rack? You know, those old racks that were used during the Inquisition for stretching people?
No, I never did. Have you?
You can get a dachshund to about twice its length because it's got so much give in the flesh there, or at least the one I used did.
The one you used did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're an
It was already going to be put down the next day anyway. We couldn't find anybody who wanted it because who the hell's going to want a dachshund?
Oh, Mission Nursing Home wants their dachshund back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I called over to the Humane Society, and they say that what they do with dachshunds is gut them and feed them to the pit bulls.
Geez, you know, I've worried about that.
Yeah.
We've all worried about that.
Well, I don't know that everybody out there is worried about that. I think it's pretty much just you and I.
No. The people at the Mission Nursing Home are worried about that, too.
About the gutting of dachshunds and the feeding of them to pit bulls?
Well, you know, using little dogs as training devices.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But you hear those rumors. I don't know that I
believe
them.
I've heard stories about burying dogs up to their neck and using them at driving ranges.
You know, you're a pleasant thought on a dark night.
Thanks.
I can see that the people who are close to you need antidepressants, too.
Oh, God love them. Good old Barb.
Good old Barb. Yeah. Your wife's a saint.
Yeah, she is, for putting up with me all these years. Well, she won't have to put up with me much longer. Just found out she has Hodgkin's.
Oh, okay. If that's really true, I'm sorry to hear it.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. You got to joke about these things. Otherwise, it brings you down, and then you triple the dose.
I guess that's what you do. You triple the dose.
Yeah, triple the dose. All right, thanks so much, June.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What was the deal with the dachshund? Were we supposed to find that or something? Oh, Kodiak, did you take the address down for the pit bull?
No, she didn't stay on hold long enough. Call back and I'll get it.
Oh, I guess Kodiak was out getting me a Coca-Cola, so he didn't know that you were on hold. He didn't get to you, so if you could call back. What was her name again?
I think it was Angela.
Angela! You ever see The Shoes of the Fisherman, Kodiak? Nobody knows that movie. Where am I here? A break? Oh, I'm not taking any breaks tonight, Kodiak. Thanks anyway. Laura?
Hello.
Hello.
My old buddy.
Am I your old pal?
Well, kind of now you are. I think I called you 4 times.
Oh, Laura.
Laura from Princeton.
I know you.
Princeton is, you know what?
I know you, Laura. Gonna miss you when you're gone.
You are so crazy.
I'm gonna miss old Laura from rolling in my arms. Laura,
so nuts.
I gotta introduce you to Barb sometime.
Your wife, I bet she's gotta be fabulous. She's gotta have such a wonderful sense of humor to put up with.
Well, she did before the diagnosis, but yeah. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just gonna. Who answers the phone?
Kodiak.
Kodiak the bear.
Well, he's a large man.
Would that be the bear?
He's a large man.
He said, well, what do you want to talk to Mishki about? I said, birds, flowers, and dogs. You were talking about hanging out downtown or on some corner or something and looking for something to talk about or whatever. You're so, you know.
What do you got?
Well, I don't know. When I just don't have much to do or think about, or I just go stand outside and look at all the trees, all the weeds, all the bushes, anything that's growing, and the birds.
You ever worry someone's going to come up and roll you?
No, I love the outside. You just go stand out there, and it's like God.
It's like God, actually.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Outside, it's like every little blade of grass I notice, all the birds, and I have bird feeders and bird houses, and I have babies out there.
Yeah. Someone once said, a wise man, I don't know who it was, maybe St. Ignatius, that what you see in the natural world are God's vestments.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. And water.
In fact, I believe St. Ignatius said, totally. Like totally, exactly.
Like
I think. Here's
totally.
The quote. There it is. Like totally.
And then also about the dogs. The lady that called in about the guy that was going to murder his dog or something.
Yeah, apparently.
Which really pissed me off because I have 2 dogs myself, my boyfriend and I.
One for a pet and one for food?
No, that would be, I'm not from Asia. I'm not from Cambodia or whatever. No.
Now, hold on. The only place that I know for a fact that dog is a state dish is North Korea.
Okay, yeah.
Specifically
Korea.
North Korea.
Yep. But anyways, our 2 dogs, Lucky and Buddy, and Buddy's sitting right here by me on the bed now, my baby, they were both throwaway dogs. Buddy, and he's a...
Everything's throwaway these days. You know those throwaway cameras? That they came just after the throwaway dogs?
Yeah, but do you know what they do with those? I found out when you
throw
take
them away.
No, when you take those in to get the film processed, they don't throw the camera away. They process the film and they send these cameras
to Asia.
Magic, to some magic shop, and they do them. And they
well, same thing happens when you throw away your dog.
No, anyway,
do you believe in reincarnation?
Huh?
Reincarnation.
I don't believe in reincarnation. But my 2 dogs, Buddy, my little buddy right here, he's part Chihuahua and part Terrier. And I'll tell you what, when he puts his little ears up,
you think about making him part sandwich?
No, he looks just like the Taco Bell dog.
Oh,
exactly.
Chances are, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then Lucky. Now, Lucky, I heard this lady say about this guy was going to put the dog to sleep if he couldn't get rid of it. Well, that's how he got Lucky. Yeah. She's a lab and Springer. She looks totally like a lab, black lab, and she's got a little white beard, and she's not very big. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of small.
You're not one of those people who actually think of your dogs as children.
They're my babies.
Oh, my God. Bye-bye.